Now, before I begin, as far as this surah and the first few ayahs are concerned, amongst the Mufassirin there is a huge difference. I mean, there isn't any difficulty in the word there are concerned, but as you will see, I mean, how to tie the meanings together, I mean, the Mufassirs have differed. In fact, some of the Mufassirs, someone quoted by Fakhrul Razi, says that that man says that this is the most difficult, anyone, Tabatabai said, some of the Mufassirs, this is the most difficult ayah. And the most sort of ayah that the Mufassirs have differences about. We'll go according to what Tabatabai said, and not sort of the brief time we have, we cannot sort of go into all what the Mufassirs have said. But it is nothing to do with the words, or there isn't a word in it which is difficult, but it is how to tie things up, how the ayahs or the words fit each other. I mean, that is where the Mufassirs have differed. And as you will see, and you can also see what is the best sort of fit. The surah is, it seems from the contents of Madina surah, because it talks about Ahlul Kitab, though some of us have said could be Makkah as well, but Ahlul Kitab, as you know, Muslims or the Prophet did not meet or come in contact with Ahlul Kitab until he migrated to Medina. That is around Medina that the Jews and others used to live. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب, those who disbelieved from أهل الكتاب, and أهل الكتاب, as we know from the terminology of the Quran, are Jews and the Christians definitely, and according to some Mufassirs, even the Zoroastrians and then the people who worship the stars. I don't know what they are called in English, but so according to other Mufassirs, these are also included in the Ahlul Kitab. So these people of the book, wal Mushrikeen, and those from the Mushrikeen, the polytheists, those who do not sort of ascribe to Judaism, Christianity and other religions, but sort of worship idols and other things, those people who have disbelieved from all of this, so it's relating to everybody, so it covers everybody, they are not going to munfakkina. It comes from fakka, means to cut, to separate. And we also say fakku, in the Quran also fakku rakabati, our fakku rakabati, that is to free a slave, to cut his bonding so that he is no longer a slave. So it is to cut, to separate. And also in the dua we have fakku rakabati minan nar, O Allah, separate my neck or free me from the azab or the punishment of the hellfire. So they are not going to separate, or they are not going to leave. Now it is not exactly said what they are going to leave, it's understood their religion, the ways they have. These people who have disbelieved are not going to leave, were not going to leave, until حَتَّى تَعْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ, until a clear proof. Bayina is from bana, to distinguish, to be evident. Bayina, to make two things clear, so they separate it. So that, I mean, if they are together, mixed up, you can't know which is what. When you separate it out, you distinguish what the one from the other. And bayina, distinguishing the truth from falsehood, so that you can say, this is the truth, this is the false. Hatta ta'tiyahumul bayina, until a clear proof, a thing that distinguishes falsehood or truth comes to them. So these people are not going to leave, or were not going to leave their religion, until a clear proof comes to them. Now what is this clear proof is defined by the following ayah, following two ayahs. Rasulum min Allahi yatlu suhufam mutahhara. Rasul, messenger from Allah, yatlu is to recite. Reciting what? Suhuf. Suhuf is the plural of sahifa. Sahifa, we also sahifa suggest. Sahifa literally means something, or means something is written. a receptacle for writing. So a page is sahifa. And suhuf is the plural, pages. A page, animal skin, box of trees and all these things, what they used to write. These are all sahifa, the thing that things are written on. And suhuf is plural, suhufam mutahhara. Mutahhara, from tahir, something that is clean, pure. There is no dirt in it. No, and in case of suhuf, this is dirt, it is not dirt, this is in mud, all these things. But these are sort of pages in which there is no evil, there is no falsehood in it. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the other ayah says, that this, the revelation that he has said, sent, shaitan doesn't have access to it. Shaitan cannot put things in it. Allah sort of guides the way that he sends to his prophet, so the shaitan cannot put anything from himself into it, that is evil into it, falsehood in it. So these are suhuf, these are pages which are pure, clean, good, there is no evil in it, there is nothing false in it, it's all truth. So they were not going to believe, or they will not believe, until a sign, a clear proof from Allah comes, a proof that is prophet or a messenger from Allah who recites pure pages. What are these? فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمًا, which contains, or in it are kutub, is a plural of kitab. قَيِّمًا comes literally from kama, it's something that is straight, that sort of, and from that I mean goes straight or standing up. These are books which are sort of straight or right, which contain things which make your life sort of what you ought to be doing, take you to where you have to go. They are straight. I mean, there is also another ayah in the Quran which says that this is the book which guides you to that religion which is a straight. I mean, in the sense that it takes care of everything that you need for your well-being, for your happiness in this world. So this has kutub, kitab. Now we said kitab is anything that is written and has got a similar meaning to sahifa as well. Sahifa can be kitab, and there's another one, we use mashaf as well. These are all similar, but kitab can also be used for definite orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things that have happened or are going to happen definitely. For example, it's common to say that, anyone in English we could say it's been written that this is going to happen, that is, this is actually going to happen. Or in the Quran also we have kutiba alaykum siyam, fasting has been ordained, has been written for you. And Tabatabai said that it is this meaning which sort of fits better, because suhuf is already there, sahifa is already there in the form of pages, but it contains the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these orders are such that they will make your life straight, make you go to the place that everybody wants, that is your happiness. It contains everything that your happiness sort of guarantees your happiness. So, and as for example Mufassir have said, from this ayah it seems that these people are not going to leave their religion until this sign comes. So when this sign comes, they are going to leave their religion. But then they, and as the other ayah will show. So how, for example, and this is where the Mufassir have differed, I mean, what does it mean? And we sort of look at the other ayah before sort of saying what they have said. So the next ayah, and this is where sort of things do not fit. وَمَا تَفَرَّكَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَعَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. وَمَا تَفَرَّكَ, and did not get divided. Who? الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ, those who have been given the book did not get divided, did not go on in a different way. تَفَرَّكَ, to become فِرْكَ فِرْكَ, to become groups, different groups. They not get divided until illa min ba'di ma ja'atul bayyina, until or after they were given or the bayyina came to them. The first ayah says that they will not leave their ways until a bayyina comes to them, and this ayah says that they did not get divided, did not get separated, they did not start differing with each other until illa min ba'di, until after ma ja'atul bayyina, until after the bayyina came to them. So this is where the Mufassir have said, I mean, this ayah says they did not get divided until bayyina came to them, and the first ayah says that they will not leave whatever they are doing until bayyina comes to them. So how do you sort of reconcile with them? And Mufassir have their different ways. For example, Fakhrul Razi, who is written one of the biggest tafsirs, and some people have said it is anything but a tafsir because it has gone into every different things and thousands of things. But anyway, he gives a few sort of ways that this can be reconciled. He says, the first one says that these people were not going to. They were claiming that we will not leave our religions until Allah gives us a pure a proof, a sign. And the second thing says that even after giving them a sign, they sort of, that is what happened. I mean, they have separated themselves. Sabatabai says that he has got this consistent thing throughout and brings a lots of ayahs to sort of show this thing. There is an ayah in the Quran which says that people, humanity was one nation, Ummatul Wahida. And then differences started happening in them. And this is also sort of shown by many hadiths which we have, which says that before Nuh, people were wise, savages. They didn't sort of, so for example, we say sheep are all one, cattle is one. I mean, they do not have differences, but they fight. It's okay. But then they start developing or whatever, differences, social differences started occurring in them. And then Allah sent the Prophet. And Prophet, this is Rasul, with a message, with a Sharia, to solve these differences which were sort of growing between this humanity. Now, after coming of the Prophet, there was another sort of differences which starts coming into it. And that is, they started sort of differing or disagreeing about the message itself. Before, there was no sort of message or Sharia that they can differ about it. But after the message or the Sharia comes, they start differing about the Sharia itself. So the Tabatabai says the first thing is that Allah says that this is how we treat. I mean, we do not expect or we do not want. I mean, this is our sunnah, our way in this world, that we do not expect anybody to leave what they are doing until a clear proof has come to them. So only after that, that they are expected that they will leave or they should worry about it. It is our tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He makes everything plain and clear to everybody. And that is the first thing, that they were not expected. This is not what was expected of them, to leave their religions, whether it is Kuffar, Ahlul Kitab, whatever, until a clear proof, and this proof here is referring to the Prophet Muhammad, had come to them. And after this proof had come to them, then there was another sort of dispute between people. Just as when people were one nation, they had some disputes, Allah sent the Prophet so that they can resolve this dispute, laws which resolve this dispute. But then people started having another dispute. Some people believed in it, some people disputed about the laws itself, and so on and so forth. Now, he says, and this is sort of borne out by the Quran, that people think that why can't we have sort of everybody believe? This is not possible. As long as human beings are human beings, as long as, and also in the Quran we have that we can make them bow down, we can make all of them submit, but that is, that would sort of overload the purpose of religion itself. You can only make all of them submit by force. Now Allah sort of decreed that He has given us a choice. Now, it is out of choice that all of us cannot submit together, all of us cannot agree on one thing. All, I mean, it hardly happens that something comes and we all agree. Say, no, this is right. Yeah, there are a few who disagree. How we agree also, and how we agree with every dispute. So this dispute is in itself something that comes out of choice, you see, because we have got a choice. And then we have got other things, desires and all these things, that people want to make use of this thing for their own benefits, and all these things that come and work together, and these ikhtilafs come up. And human beings are always like this. We shouldn't expect that in this world all these disputes would be resolved. Yes, these messages contain things which can resolve disputes, but they themselves can be cause of dispute, because people will believe, people will not believe, people will sort of use them for other purposes, interpreting differently and all these things, and this will create, and this is what he says, that after this message, or telling the Prophet, Tabatabai says that this ayah that is later, which says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ, he says that these people, the Ahlul Kitab, telling the Prophet, they are not believing you now, don't worry, I mean, some of them believe, some of them, that was always the case. They did not dispute with each other, they did not have their divisions until after the message was sent. So it was the message in a way causing the dispute, being the source of the dispute, not in the sense that he says, you divide or have conflict, but because of the spirit about the message, somebody accept it, didn't accept, somebody accept it in different way, some interpretations and all these other things that we all know. So even for example, after coming of the Prophet, we have the same thing. Somebody believe in different ways and have different interpretations, some don't believe and all these other things that if you look at history, it is there. So he said, this is always the case. You shouldn't expect that they will all leave and become Muslims altogether. No, this was always the case. That they, even when in the past they have disputed after coming of the Bayyinah, that is other prophets who brought clear proofs and books from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it goes further and says that even this message which we have sent, I mean these people, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِعَبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. This message, وَمَا أُمِرُوا, they were not ordered. I mean they were not ordered, they were not told to do anything but إِلَّا لِعَبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. But to believe, to worship Allah مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Sincerely, only Him. Not associating anything, sincerely, only Him and nobody else. That religion before Him only, that you obey and worship Him only. Hunafa here is hal, that is in the state that they are in such a state that Hunafa is plural of Hanif. Hanif is somebody who inclines towards the truth from both the extremes, coming towards the truth, to the middle ground. The truth which is in the middle and you have accesses on both the sides. Always everything is like that. And we have so many hadiths from the Prophet as well. Khayra al-umuri awsatuha. The best part of matter is the middle part. Not this excess, not that excess. And Hanif is somebody who inclines towards the truth which is the middle from both the excesses. So they were asked to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were only ordered to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, inclining towards the truth, and then there is sort of some of the principal orders or part of this religion is explained by yuqimuna salat, and to establish the prayers. Salat is the salah literally comes from salat comes from salah, and salah is original. If you go to the root of it, is to direct one's attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as we are concerned, or direct one's attention to something. And that is the only way you can explain things like, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَةُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. The malaika and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes salah on the Prophet. That is, they direct their attention to the Prophet. And direct Allah's directing of his attention is directing his mercy. I mean, he doesn't sort of look at him. And we are also asked to pray for him or to make salah, and that is direct our attention to him and ask Allah that he sends his mercy on him. So salah literally, anyone that fits into the prayer that we know as prayer, salah, that we are supposed to direct our attention wholly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were told to establish the prayers wa yutun al zakat, and to give the zakat, the charity, their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the poor, any other way, whatever is here is not mentioned. I mean, these are the two foundations, pillars of all religions, not only Islam. To direct your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray to Him, and to give your wealth in His way to the poor, to the needy, and for other causes, good causes. وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And this is the دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ, or as some of us say, ذَٰلِكَ دِينُ كُتُبِ الْقَيِّمَةِ. First we have heard كُتُبِ الْقَيِّمَةِ. This is the religion or the way which has been described in this كُتُبُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. This is the دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ, the straight which the right religion which looks after all your needs as far as your happiness is concerned. And when we say all your needs, doesn't mean that it has everything in it. Everything that guarantees your happiness. That's all she's saying. Not, it has everything you want. So this is the Deenul Qayyim, and this is what they were asked. They were asked even before by the Prophet to do this only. And this Prophet is also asking them to do this only. I mean, it's not nothing more. Nobody is asking them anything more. And this is for their own sort of advantage. That this is the Deenul Qayyimah, guarantees their well-being in this world and the next. So it is appropriate that everybody should believe in it. But then it goes and sort of says, those who don't believe, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَحْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ. And verily those who disbelieve from Ahlul Kitab and the Polytheists, they are فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, they are in the burning fire or in hell, the fire of hell. So the interesting thing is, they say that they are in it. I mean, there are Mufassis who have paid attention to this, they are going to be, or they are actually in it. So disobeying as if you are in it, I mean, your hell starts here. Similarly, your heaven starts here. If you believe and do whatever Allah said, your heaven starts here, your hell starts here. So they are in Naru Jahannam, in the burning hellfire. Khalidina fiyah, and they will abide there forever. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ. And these people are شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ. Bariya means creatures. These shar, the worst, the most evil. These are the worst, the most evil of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In comparison to them, he sort of the next two ayahs talk about somebody who believes. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And verily those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And do good actions. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَةِ. Then these are the best of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who believe what the Prophet has said and do good deeds. And their reward, جَزَاؤُهُمْ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. And their reward, جَزَاؤُهُمْ, their jaza with their Lord is جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. Jannah is plural of Jannah. Is literally coming from Jannah is to cover. I mean, there are so many trees that they cover the ground. And that's why it says tahtil, many places tahtil anha, that's under it, that is under this canopy of trees, this garden full of these plants or trees or shrubs, which covers everything, and there under it there is these trees. Jannati adna, adn is something that is permanent, as it says later on, khalidina fi abadan, that they will abide in it forever, it's not sort of temporary. Jannati adnin, tajri flows min tahtiya, below it, anhar, rivers, khalidina fiha, and these people will abide in it forever, radiyallahu anhum, and Allah, in the state that Allah is happy with, satisfied with them, wa razu anhu, and they are satisfied and happy with what Allah has given them, or with Allah, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبُّ, and this is for those who khashiya rabbu, they fear their Lord. Now everybody, and even in hadith we see that everybody has brought the link with this ayah and the ayah innama yakshallaha min ibadihi al-ulama, that only the people who know Allah or have ilm have khushu, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you have to know somebody before you can fear him. If you don't know somebody, you cannot really fear him. So they said that these are the people who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have real fear. And this is what is the position, their position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That on that day, they will be happy and satisfied with Allah, and Allah will be happy and satisfied with them. There were lots of hadith. In fact, in our books of tafsir, we said this, Khayrul Bariya are the Shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in fact they say that the Prophet said that this, that is Imam Ali, is the Khayrul Bariya. He is the best of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith go on and say that whenever he used to come, the companions of the Prophet used to say that Khayrul Bariya has come. So there are other hadiths which say that the Prophet is the Khayrul Bariya. And we have other hadiths which say that Imam Baqir said when Imam Sadiq was there that this is the Khayrul Bariya, that is Imam Sadiq. So showing what the Matabai always has sort of said, that this only means that these are mistah, that is, these are examples of who are Khayrul Bariya. If we say that, for example, I've got lots of children and one of them comes and I said, this is my child. Another one comes and I said, this is my child. There is no contradiction in saying, this is my child and that is my child. They are all my children. These are all Khairul Bariyah. And those who sort of follow, and it says, those who follow and believe in the Prophet, they are Khairul Bariyah. So, yes, all of us, those who follow the truth and do good deeds are Khairul Bariyah. Maybe Imam Ali and their leaders and the Prophet himself, leaders of this Khairul Bariyah. It is better than the better than the best of those who are the best creatures of Allah. So best creatures, big group, amongst them also there is ranking and there is no sort of contradiction between this thing. I think we'll stop here. If there are any questions, please. As I said, as far as the wordings are concerned, very simple wordings. Anybody who is familiar with simple Arabic will know the meaning. But when it's trying to fit the two parts, the first three ayahs and the latter one, that the Mufassirs have deferred. And that is what Khurradi also said, that the man who said that their Mufassirs have got a lot of difficulty and find it most difficult is this difficulty of joining this. How do you explain this? Allah saying that they will leave, or they will not leave until the proof comes, and then he says that they did not defer until the proof came, or so until after the proof came. So how do you sort of join them together? And that is when people of the first season have had differences. Zakah here, sort of Zakah, the original definition is to purify. And that is, zakat is called zakat because it purifies your wealth. When you take it out from your wealth, it becomes pure. You give it in the way of Allah. So zakat here is sort of any charity. And that is what, when the Quran comes, not specifically the zakat which we have in faith. Because even in faith, they say, Qums is a type of zakat, and all other sort of charities are zakat. But the zakat, a specific zakat mentioned in faith, is only one type of zakat. So it's any charity, giving your wealth in the way of Allah. And this, as we know, is all in all the religions. There isn't a religion which says that you charity is bad or doesn't tell its followers to be charitable. Nobody has mentioned any asbab and nuzul. Otherwise, I would have mentioned all the Mufassirs that I saw. I mean, they haven't got any asbab and nuzul as far as saying that somebody asked the Prophet in this one reveal or whatever. Apart from this Khairul Bariyah, they mentioned an incident when Imam Ali was there, and then this ayah was revealed that Ulaikahum Khairul Bariyah, referring to Imam Ali. That's in our thing. Only about that ayah. There are quite a few surahs. I mean, as I said, I mean, you see, I have this feeling because this doesn't fit with any of the historical traditions which are there in Muslim. I mean, they have all sort of tried to fit the ayah rather than having this thing the other way around, that their tradition is said this is when people have gone and say, look at sort of Islamic history as they know and try to fit the surahs or things in it. And this actually fits with everything. I mean, very nicely, this explanation. Though it's a very difficult explanation to digest, but that's the only definition which fits. If you look at all asbab wa nuzul and why people have differed, it's because they have picked on different sort of historical incidents. But anything that relates, but there is nothing that relates to this sort of context there. Nobody has sort of mentioned any asbabun, specific asbabun nuzul for the surah. Okay, so next time inshallah we'll talk about qaza. I think that will be the last one.